Guys, welcome to Truth Hurts Radio. It's the end of another week. Unbelievable. As of what, tomorrow? We'll be into September. Yep, last day of August. And for all practical purposes, last day of summer, really. When September hits, I don't care what the calendar says. Once September hits, that's it. It's, now we get the nasty winter to look forward to. Ah, I hate the winter. I absolutely hate. But hey, like I said, you know, if it's another one like last year, not so bad. Last year is, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the mildest winter in history. Certainly in my lifetime, I've never seen anything like it. The most. But hey, if that's their little harp tampering, that's fine by me. Unfortunately, everywhere else is getting completely messed up. But what they're doing for New England isn't too bad. I'll tell you, man, it's been great weather, the great winter last year. Come out of the store last night, just before the sun went down, and saw what were obvious chemtrails. Oh, geez, there I did it again. Forgot to take the phone out of the room. Nasty, nasty, huge chemtrails, guys. By the way, I got a new mic. I'm hoping the sound quality is a little bit better. With the break coming up in a minute, I'm going to chuck that phone out, toss it across the other side of the house. but anyway, huge chemtrails. Obviously, they're up to something, guys. Hadn't seen any around here in a while, but these suckers were huge. They crisscrossed the whole sky, and they just hung there for, you know, a couple hours anyway. Really bizarre stuff, and I'm sure around the country you're seeing the same thing. If not, keep watching. You will. They're you know, they're doing it everywhere on a pretty regular basis. And I didn't realize this until maybe a month or two ago, that these chemtrails actually settle to the ground and can be picked up. Although it's advised that you not pick them up because they are deadly chemicals. Barium and various sulfates and aluminum oxides and whatnot. They're toxic, but they actually have a physical, tangible, nature to them. It's kind of like, silly string, you know, that stuff you buy in a can for kids, you spray it and kind of has that same foamy, texture to it. Anyway, guys, today we're going to be picking up with part two of what I started yesterday, talking about Zionism, and I'm hoping to get through the whole thing today. If not, I'll carry it over probably next week. I have Friday open so far. I'm going to try to keep that open so I can finish this off, or else get to discussing the protocols, which really is part two of this discussion. The protocols really rounds off this discussion and puts things in perspective. Once you read those things, they're sort of the blueprint for the New World Order, if you will. And, you know, once you read them, there can be no doubt that this conspiracy for world government does exist. I mean, there's many other ways to prove that, but that document alone will do it. Because once you realize that that document dates to at least 1905, it actually goes back before that, but nobody contests, including the Zionists themselves who claim the document is a forgery, nobody contests that they date to at least 1905. That's when they surfaced publicly and began to be publicized and disseminated broadly around the world. So once you realize they date to at least 1905 and you see how virtually none of the things in there place in 1905, but since then almost everything in there has been put into place. It's obvious that they are indeed serving as the blueprint for the New World Order. All right, guys, short commercial break. Stick with us. I'm going to go to my phone, and we'll be right back.
Ashes, With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. This is your host, Charlie Giuliani. Before launching into part two of our discussion from yesterday, I want to go over a few quick announcements. Once again, guys, Freedom to Fascism is available at RBN, $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. The late Aaron Russo's now classic DVD on the New World Order, covering particularly the Federal Reserve, the fraudulent graduating income tax. You can get that by calling 800-724-2719, by going to the republicbroadcasting.org website, or simply by sending a check or money order to the RBN office at 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If anybody is interested in reading any of my books, I have up on lulu.com, that's L-U-L-U.com, including Piercing the Fog of 9/11, The New World Disorder, the book dealing with the Trinity, something I was talking about earlier this week. Spent 3 shows on it, as a matter of fact. Go to Lulu, and best way to find those books, particularly if you want the Trinity one, it's called Who is God? You need to type my name in. That's the best way to find them, the easiest and quickest way to find them, because it'll bring all my stuff up at once. And a lot of times when you type the book in by name, for some reason, it just doesn't come up on the first page. I don't know why, but so just type my name in, Charles Giuliani, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I, and you'll see them come up there. But the one on the Trinity, again, is Who is God? Along with several others that I've got available you can check out. All right, guys, with that said, let's get into part two of yesterday's discussion. As I mentioned, there's a major deception going on in this country, and it's fed to us not only by the mainstream media, but by organized religion. Most of your big-name churches out there today hail and praise the state of Israel as though it's some kind of a godly instituted system, that God had ordained it. And, of course, through Schofield, that huckster, that fraud artist, who worked for the Rockefellers, produced his famous Schofield Study Bible, in which he claimed that the Bible had predicted the creation of the state of Israel in 1948, that this is somehow a fulfillment of Bible prophecy, and therefore we need to support it. God has set this up, that it's holy and sacred, and therefore, in the eyes of most gullible Christians, Israel can do no wrong, even when it is doing wrong. God is behind it. Somehow God sanctions mass murdering of Palestinian women and children and bulldozing their homes and, you know, the outrageous and scandalous abuses of these poor, oppressed people are somehow not only approved by, but ordained by God. And so, but that kind of a religious fanaticism behind them, the mainstream Christian world, calling themselves Christian Zionists, are rabid supporters of the state of Israel. And so you've got people like John Hagee who get on their little soul boxes and call for more support of Israel. Our economy is falling apart here, and these scoundrels are calling for billions more to be sent over there, which, of course, are used to pump up their military even more, amass more nuclear weapons, while all the while we're calling for destruction of all nuclear facilities in Arab countries, which are being used, folks, for power plants. And yet here's Israel with what must be probably most likely the second largest nuclear arsenal in the world, second to that only of the United States. And, you know, Israel, of course, if you're familiar with their policies, they're a loose cannon, guys. I read quotes yesterday from authoritative Israeli sources, including former Israeli prime ministers who have stated that their goal is global domination and wiping out all of Arab culture. Do you feel comfortable knowing that they have nuclear weapons at their disposal and a great number of them at that, and that we're supporting this? They have the most powerful lobbyist group in Washington. Thus, they have the most influence on Congress. And we'll be documenting that today, by the way, in case you have any doubt of that. This is scary stuff. This has nothing to do with anti-Semitism, nothing to do with bigotry. This is not, a sermon against Jewish people. I have no problem with Jewish people. Most Jewish people are very decent people. And they themselves have a problem with Zionism. They recognize that it doesn't serve their interests. I can't stress that enough, because that anti-Semitic Trump card has been used so many times, it's just ridiculous. It's gotten people, prevented people from protesting the corrupt policies of the Israeli government. Look, all governments are corrupt. All governments have great potential for evil, and very often, do commit incredibly heinous evil acts. And so we need to be able to protest government corruption. Yet when you do that with Israel, they label it as though you're prejudiced against Jewish people and you're anti-Semitic. This is ridiculous, and it's got to stop. If that's the case, and I don't want to hear one more Zionist using the Holocaust to gain sympathy, because to speak against Hitler for the same reason to speak against Zionism is anti-Semitic, then to speak against Hitler must be anti-Aryan. We'll play their same game back at them. So no more talk about the Holocaust ever again, or else you hate the German people, you Nazi Zionist pigs. Man. Anyway, let's pick up here. I want to talk about how, this is where I left off yesterday, talk about how the Zionists created socialism and communism, for that matter, as a means of control. This quote comes from the Universal Jewish Encyclopedia. And again, I would replace that word Jewish with Zionist, because that's what it is. This is a Zionist publication. They have hijacked Judaism, just like organized religion today has hijacked Christianity. And they twist the meaning of it, the intent of it, and they manipulate gullible but otherwise sincere Christians around the country and get them to support things that are entirely antithetical to their interests and antithetical to their religious beliefs, but they're too gullible to realize that. Well, the same with Zionism. Zionism has hijacked Judaism, and they're using it to advance their cause of world government, world domination. This is from the 1946 edition of the Universal Jewish Encyclopedia, or as I would say, Zionist Encyclopedia. And here's what it says. Socialism originated in the combination of Jewish messianic feeling with German philosophy. Again, Jewish, i.e. Zionist messianic feeling with German philosophy. Notice, they admit that socialism originated with the Zionist cabal. From the Jewish, or i.e. Zionist Encyclopedia, 1901 to 1905 edition, under socialism, here's what we read. Jews, or again, Zionists, have been prominently identified with the modern socialist movement from its very inception. Zionists have even boasted of orchestrating the communist Bolshevik revolution in Russia in 1917. The Encyclopedia Judaica, or the Encyclopedia Zionica, 1972 edition, pages 797, 798, have this to say. During the Russian Revolution, Jews, or again Zionists, played a prominent part in the party organs. The Politburo elected on October 23rd, 1917, had four Jews, or again Zionists, among its seven members. The Military Revolutionary Committee, appointed to prepare the coup, was headed by Trotsky, a Zionist Jew whose name was Lev Davidovich. Davidovich, very interesting, guys. Bronstein. Lev Davidovich Bronstein was the real name of Trotsky, and had two Jews, or Zionists, among its five members. In the early years of the Soviet regime, Jews, or again Zionists, I have to keep doing that because, you know, we got to make the correct distinction here. These people are not a problem because they're Jews. They're a problem because they're Zionists. And I want to state again for the record that most Jews are not Zionists, and most Zionists are not Jews. In this country, there are more Christian Zionists who are not Jewish at all than there are actual Jewish Zionists. Anyway, let me continue. Jews were in many, or Zionists, were in many leading positions in the government and party machinery. So this is admitted by Zionist publications. Let's look at some more Zionist sources. Actually, let's look at some non-Zionist sources, I should say, that confirm this. We just saw some Zionist sources that tell us this. Now, let's look at non-Zionist sources. Here's one. This is from Scotland Yard. Report to the American Secretary of State, July 23rd, 1919. Listen to what they said. There is now definite evidence that Bolshevism is an international movement controlled by Jews, again, Zionists. Communications are passing between the leaders in America, France, Russia, and England with a view toward concerted action. In other words, a conspiracy. Prominent Jewish, i.e. Zionist forces, Scotland Yard was warning the Secretary of State, that they were behind Bolshevism and that they had plans to expand their influence, their Bolshevistic sabotaging in Russia. They planned to extend it abroad. All right, guys, short break. Stick with us. I got many more interesting quotes along this line. I'll be right back. Thank you.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Okay, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. Going to go through a set of quotes here, a few more quotes along this same line. From non-Zionist sources, backing up what the Zionist sources have said, that they were, in fact, behind not only socialism, but the communist revolution in Russia, 1917. Here's another one. This is from U.S. State Department report. Back at the same time, 1917, when the last quote I just read was written, where they were warned by Scotland Yard of this plot. Actually, before I even read that one, I want to read this one from Captain Montgomery Schuyler, dating back to that same period. He said, "It is probably unwise to say this loudly in the United States." Unwise? "But the Bolshevik movement is and has been, since its beginning, guided and controlled by Russian Jews, i.e., Zionists." Okay, here's what the State Department wrote in a report, 1917. 50% of the Soviet government in each town consists of Jews of the worst type, many of whom are anarchists, i.e., Zionist guys. Here's, let's see. This is a quote from Winston Churchill. Hold on a second here. Okay, this goes back to many of you, I'm sure, are familiar with this, 1920, February 8th, 1920. It's from the Illustrated Sunday Herald. Regarding his knowledge of a pervasive, ongoing conspiracy for world government. In the same, here's what he said. There is no need to exaggerate the part played in the creation of Bolshevism and in the bringing about of the Russian Revolution by these international Jews or Zionists. It is certainly a very great one. It probably outweighs all others. With the notable exception of Lenin, the majority of the leading figures were Jews. Again, Zionists, guys. So here was Winston Churchill bringing that point out. Carol Quigley, in Tragedy and Hope, wrote this: the Bolshevists had no illusion about their position in Russia at the end of 1917. They knew that they formed an infinitesimal group in that vast country and that they had been able to seize power because they were a decisive and ruthless minority among a mass of persons who had been neutralized through propaganda. You see, this is an old Zionist trick, guys. They know how to neutralize a whole nation through propaganda. Do you suppose that that's been done here? Well, just look around you. Look at the big names in our media. Look at the apathy of this country, allowing the criminal cabal that has twice stolen the White House through rigged elections and has decimated our Constitution and, in fact, everything else in their path from day one. I rest my case. The main piece of propaganda that neutralized the Russian people was the repeated lie told in the Zionist-controlled media that this new movement of communism was for the downtrodden masses. This is how they sucker people over and over and over again. Well, history ought to show us by now, because that's been the case in every country where communism has been implemented, that the poor have suffered worse oppression than what they did ever before the communist government came in. And again, the reason for that is because of the nature of man himself. The lust for power, the greed for more wealth, it knows no bounds. Communism, as I have stated on previous shows, theoretically is actually a very logical and seemingly, you know, good form of government, a good way to govern people. It gets rid of class distinctions. It can significantly, you know, reduce crime or basically eliminate it altogether. If everybody has everything common, everybody has all the same wealth and possessions, there's no need to steal from anybody. Everybody has all the same thing. You'll get a few that will, of course, be aberrant and still engage in that kind of activity just for the fun of it, if nothing else. But for the most part, crime will be reduced. It'll almost be extinguished in a society like that. There won't be jealousy. There won't be greed, not on the scale that it is today. If everything is distributed evenly, everybody's living comfortably, nobody's starving, nobody is, amassing wealth exorbitantly in the hands of a few, you know. However, that form of government has always and always will fail, not only because we have this cabal working behind the scenes to set up world government who's going to manipulate it to their advantage anyway, but also just, again, because of the nature of man. Every time you've had a communist government, what has happened is, yeah, everybody had everything common. What that meant was everybody was in desperate poverty because all the wealth was sucked out of them and concentrated at the top. So anyway, we'll end on that note for now. Short break, guys. Stick with us. We'll be right back. What it's done to me to lose the love I knew, safe beneath the
moon. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host Charlie Giuliani. We're talking about Zionism again today, part two of what we were discussing yesterday. Just read a quote from Quigley. We're going to read another one now. Remember, he talked about how the Russian people were neutralized through propaganda. With that in mind, let me go on to read the next statement he made. This is very interesting. He said, from 1917 to 1921, Russia passed through a period of incredible political and economic chaos. There was extreme economic and social collapse. Guys, in case you haven't noticed, we are now headed for that very thing in this country. Our economy is a shambles. It's just about ready to collapse. Yeah, I'm not being a pessimist here. It's just the reality of the situation. I hope and pray it doesn't happen. But if the powers that be have anything to say about it, that's exactly what's going to happen. That's what they want to have happen. People don't understand this. You know, they'll say, well, that's ridiculous. Why would they crash it? That's going to hurt them, too. No, it isn't. Of course it's not going to hurt them. They don't have their wealth isn't based on our worthless paper dollar. They only sucker us to put faith in it. So when they crash it, we're the ones who hurt. What do you think happened in 1929? That was a rigged stock market crash, guys. Everybody lost except the boys on the top. They made out handsomely. Oh, yes. All the wealth everyone else lost didn't just disappear, guys. It went into their hands. The whole thing was rigged. And then to add insult to injury, of course, a few years later, in 1933, through the Emergency Banking Relief Act of March 9th, FDR concentrated even more wealth in the hands of these scoundrelous bankers that orchestrated this whole thing. by mandating that everybody turned over their privately owned gold, hands it over to them, takes us off the gold standard, and then reduces the value of the currency that people traded their gold in for less than a year later by 59%. It's unbelievable. These guys were already drowning in wealth that they had stolen from people because of the crash. People were already suffering from the effects of the crash and the ensuing depression, and yet he took even more money from them, sucked it from them, and concentrated into these people's hands. And, of course, where did that gold go? It went overseas into private Swiss accounts, just like most, if not all, of the gold that people think is in Fort Knox. I mentioned this before, and guys, this is all done at the hands of the Zionists. The Zionists are behind all of this. This is their little magic trick that they play. It began with the Rothschilds, of course, in the bank, with the Bank of England. But now they've repeated that pattern all over the planet. The only countries that don't have central banks controlled by them just happen to be the ones that are on the axis of evil list. Syria, Iran, the Sudan. Iraq didn't have one. Now it does. I think you see what's going on here, don't you? Control of a nation's wealth gives these scum of the earth control of the entire country. It's one of the main reasons why politicians acquiesce to them and are so afraid of them, because they know that they will pull the rug overnight. Oh, they're going to pull it anyway, but when they're ready, they don't want it to happen prematurely. And no politician wants that to happen under their watch, because they'll go down in history as the one responsible. So every politician since 1913 has done what they could to stave off a collapse. They don't want it to happen, again, under their watch. But it's looking apparent now that it is going to happen under this scumbag in the next year or so before he leaves office. I don't think he's worried about going down in history looking bad, though, because the propaganda machine will take care of that. And, of course, it's going to be made out to look like something that couldn't be avoided, because the crash will probably result from another attack. So at worst, he'll go down as the president that should have protected us, tried hard to do so, but these terrorists were just too tricky. These master planners fooled the president, even though he undertook all kinds of measures to keep us safe. Yeah, whatever. You think Homeland Security's keeping you safe? You got another thing coming. That's not their job, folks. Just like FEMA's job is not to help people in time of crisis. They create the crises. And then after the crisis passes, they make sure that people don't get the help that's being offered to them for free, like Katrina. 50 nations around the world sending aid. All of them were turned away by FEMA. FEMA wouldn't allow trucks to come in that were sent from all over the country. Wouldn't allow people to get out of the city themselves to get their own help. That's FEMA's job. The government has earned its reputation for screwing things up. They do so deliberately, guys, by design, because the Zionist pigs and their other collaborators that work with them to bring about the New World Order are making sure that they maximize your sorrows. They're making your life a living, miserable hell, because it enables them to exert complete control over you. That's all they're interested in. And again, this is why there's no peace and never will be peace in the Middle East, guys. They don't want it. Do you understand what's going on here? These people are absolute devil-worshipping monstrosities from hell. Anyway, this political and economic chaos that Quigley referred to that resulted in the wake of the October Revolution, where there was extreme economic and social collapse, was all brought about by design. It's interesting that the masses, the gullible masses, were sold on the lie that communism was going to save the downtrodden, hardworking people, when in reality, once again, it brought about the very opposite. That was its intention. Here we are, guys, heading for the same thing. And they said that this is exactly what they wanted to do, to repeat the October Revolution in Russia, in countries around the world. From a report of the Joint Legislature Committee investigating seditious activities filed April 24th, 1920, in the Senate of the state of New York. This is what we read. Quote, the immediate suppression of Bolshevism is the greatest issue now before the world. And unless Bolshevism is nipped in the bud immediately, it is bound to spread in one form or another over Europe and the whole world, as it is organized and worked by Jews, i.e. Zionists, who have no nationality and whose one object is to destroy for their own ends the existing order of things. Here's another one. This is from the American Hebrew, September 8th, 1920, another Zionist publication. It stated, "The Bolshevist Revolution in Russia was the work of Jewish brains, of Jewish dissatisfaction, of Jewish planning, whose goal is to create a new order in the world." New world order. There you go. "What was performed in so excellent a way in Russia, thanks to Jewish brains and because of Jewish dissatisfaction and by Jewish planning, shall also, through the same Jewish mental and physical forces, i.e. Zionist, become a reality all over the world." This is the American Hebrew, September 8th, 1920. Do you see what they're saying here? They're boasting about their creation of the Russian Revolution. They're proud of it. And then they're saying that this is going to be an example followed all over the world. Now, how could they say that with such certainty? Because they knew that they had control over the whole world through their fraudulent banking system, and that they would, in fact, crash economies, rig governments, stage phony crises, phony terrorist attacks, on and on and on, to bring this very condition about. This is exactly what has been going on. And again, when I read excerpts from the protocols, whenever I get around to that next Friday, hopefully, this is all going to come together, guys, and you're going to see exactly what has been going on. The Bolshevik Revolution resulted in mass carnage, slaughter, misery, and rabid corruption in Russia. And yet, here's the Zionists boasting that they were the brains behind it all, and again, that they intend to repeat it worldwide. The Zionist guys have also been behind the communist socialist movements in the United States. Encyclopedia Judaica, again, or, as I like to say, Encyclopedia Zionica, 1972 edition, under communism, makes this statement. The list of Jews who played a prominent role in the leadership and factional infighting of the American Communist Party from its inception is a long one. Many American Jews and Jewish authors and intellectuals were active in editing communist publications and spreading party propaganda in the 1920s, 30s, and even later. Again, this is Zionist admissions stating this. Now, I want to make it clear, guys, that this is one of the reasons why there is so much anti-Semitism out there. There really is anti-Semitism. It is a real problem. But most of what is labeled anti-Semitism is not anti-Semitism at all. It's just protest against the Zionist pigs and the corrupt Israeli government that they control and are working through to bring about their New World Order. The New World Order is being brought about through other means as well. But one of the biggest pieces of this twisted puzzle is, in fact, the Zionist cabal. But because of this, because there are so many, quote, Jews, or I should say Zionists who have Jewish last names but actually aren't Jews at all, this has caused many people to actually hate Jews and blame the Jewish people across the board as a whole for what's going on when, in fact, they have nothing to do with this at all. It's kind of like the Vatican. The corruption in the Vatican is outrageous. It is an evil entity that is also seeking world government and, of course, world religion, which they want to be the head of. But that doesn't make Catholic people evil. Most Catholics have no idea what their church, so-called, is doing. You know, it's the same thing with Protestant churches. Protestant churches are outrageously corrupt, monstrously evil. Look at Pat Robertson calling for the assassination of Chavez. You can't get more antichrist than that. But that's not a problem with, you know, Christian people. It's not a problem with Pat Robertson's followers. They're gullible. They're misled. They're lied to. And so it is with Zionism. It's not a problem with the Jewish people. Again, most Jewish people are not Zionists. They don't favor this. And most Zionists aren't even Jews. Even the ones that have Jewish last names, most of them are not Jews. They're Khazars that go back to the Turks of the 7th, 8th century. when a bunch of these Khazars had actually become, quote, Jews. Actually, they didn't even convert to real Judaism. What they converted to was the Kabbalah and the Talmud. But they're not true followers of the Old Testament or the Torah. And again, this is brought out, for example, by a lot of Jews at, you know, JewsAgainstZionism.com, to name one of many groups of Jews that expose this. Anyway, from the same source, the Jewish Encyclopedia, or Encyclopedia Judaica, or Zionica, 1972, has this to say under Franklin D. Roosevelt, quote, so pervasive was Jewish, again, I have to stress, Zionist, so pervasive was Zionist influence in Roosevelt's experiment to socialize America that the pejorative epithet Jew deal became popular among anti-Semitic elements. Instead of New Deal, they were calling it Jew Deal because it was, in fact, Zionists that had come up with this whole New Deal. It's socialism, guys. And, you know, again, I want to stress, socialism sounds good, doesn't it? Health care is outrageous. Nobody can afford it. We need the government to step in and help us, like they're doing in Canada, like they're doing in Europe. But don't you see, guys, the trap? Don't you see what's going on here? They have deliberately raised the cost of health care sky high so that the people will cry for socialism as the answer, that you will beg for your own enslavement. Once you get it, the Europeans don't realize where this is all going, so they're supportive of it. They think it's great, and they think we're crazy for not pushing our government to have it. They don't realize once we get it, once they get everybody aboard, then they're going to pull the rug out, and everyone is going to see where this has all been leading. Once they have control of health care, they will have control of every aspect of your life. Your very life will hang in the balance. They will determine whether or not you get treatment, whether or not you go to a doctor, if you do, what treatment you get, when you get it, how you get it, how long you get it for. They will determine whether or not you live or die tomorrow. All of your records, all together in one source, all on your little national ID card, your little real ID. Oh, what a scam this whole thing is, guys. You better wake up and see what's going on. This is the same thing they did in Nazi Germany. The same family names passing on the torch from generation to generation, who funded Hitler, who put him in power, who suggested to him all of the programs that he implemented. Now it's happening here. It's all from the same source. Under the heading New Left, in the same publication, Encyclopedia Zionica, 1972, we read this. Jews, again, Zionists, have been active in the United States in all radical movements, socialist and communist, old left and new. Do you understand now why so many liberals, so many Democrats who can't stand Bush are all too ready to hail and praise and honor Her Holiness, Little Miss Hillary, the goddess of democracy? Do you see why they're so blind and stupid and foolish? See, the Zionists don't care if you like Bush and hate Hillary, or if you like Hillary and hate Bush. Doesn't matter to them, as long as you fall in one of those categories. As long as you're either a liberal or a, quote, conservative, a Republican or a Democrat, whatever that means anymore. As long as you fall into one of the two-party lines, you're all set and you're A-OK with them. Just like that newspaper comic strip there, you know, with the last so-called election of 04. It had a drawing of this, the crypt at, you know, the Skull and Bones headquarters at Yale. There was a sign out front which read, Bush or Kerry for president. Because it doesn't matter to them. They have control of both candidates. And that's how it is, guys, with the Zionists. They don't care who you support. You can hate Bush with every fiber of your being as long as you support Hillary and vice versa. Doesn't matter. They're both working for the same crime bosses. They're both controlled and owned with Zionist money. The Zionists, guys, have also been exerting a powerful influence in our government, media, and our society in general. I shouldn't even have to elaborate on that. You should ought to be able to see that with your own two eyes. But nevertheless, let me go over some quotes here down through the years to prove that very point. Henry Ford, who's often labeled an anti-Semite because he recognized this Zionist control, in his book called International Jew, The World's Foremost Problem, is what he said. If after having elected the man or group, obedience is not rendered to the Jewish control or Zionist control, then you speedily hear of scandals and investigations and impeachments for the removal of the disobedient. Okay, guys, I'm going to go to a short break. I'll pick up at that when we get back. Stick with us.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani, continuing our discussion here on Zionism. Okay, I'll just start from the beginning again. This is the Henry Ford quote, "The international Jew, the world's foremost problem." Again, Zionism, not Jewish people. He said, if after having elected their man or group, obedience is not rendered to the Jewish or i.e. Zionist control, then you speedily hear of scandals and investigations and impeachments for the removal of the disobedient. Usually a man with a past proves the most obedient instrument. But even a good man can often be tangled up in campaign practices that compromise him. it has been commonly known that Jewish manipulation of American election campaigns have been so skillfully handled that no matter which candidate was elected, there was ready-made a sufficient amount of evidence to discredit him in case his Jewish masters needed to discredit him. Keep in mind, guys, this goes back to the early 20th century when he wrote this. It's only gotten worse since then. The degree of control back then was already quite noticeable. But look where we're at now. All the worse today. Let me go on with another one here. Congressman Charles Lindbergh, a proponent of the Federal Reserve, naturally because it was created by Zionists, had this to say: the greatest danger to this country lies in the Jewish ownership and influence in our motion pictures, our press, our radio, and our government. Secretary of State John Foster Dulles, who himself was a globalist. This is kind of ironic. I don't think he recognized who the real big players in globalism were. He said, "I am aware of how almost impossible it is in this country to carry out a foreign policy, especially in the Middle East, not approved by Jews. Terrific control the Jews have over the news media and congressmen. I am very much concerned over the fact that the Jewish influence here is completely dominating the scene and making it almost impossible to get Congress to do anything they don't approve of. The Israeli embassy is practically dictating to the Congress through influential Jewish people in the country." Now, it could be here, since he made reference to, quote, Jews so many times in this quote here, that he was in fact working in collaboration with the Zionists who wanted him to say these things just to make Jewish people look bad, but not properly identifying what the real problem was. Who knows? But in any case, what he said is true about the influence of the Israeli, today that would be the Israeli lobby group, IPAC. But it's the Israelis and the scoundrels who run the Israeli government, the top-ranking Israelis, that is, the Zionists. But they want, as we mentioned yesterday, as was proposed by the founder of modern Zionism, Theodore Herzl, they want to incite hatred against Jewish people. These aren't real Jews, don't forget. So they don't care how many real Jews died. Look at the Holocaust. They staged that whole thing, folks. Of course, they exaggerated the numbers, but nevertheless, they wanted Jews to die. They have no loyalty to Jewish people. They aren't Jews. All right, guys, stick with us. We'll be right back.
It's true.